from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Well, it's also a mature group. You know, those guys all had a lot of starts, and obviously stepping into the NFL in this environment, we'll find out more in the preseason. But it's good. You can see them starting to calm down and the aggressiveness. You know, Zach, a young center, you know, the good thing is when you don't even notice him because he's operating so cleanly, and we've seen that the last couple of days, and that's a positive where it's been stout in the middle. I think we've had really good communication from all our centers with Nate, Zach, and then Ryan, and that's important, especially as we're mixing and matching quarterbacks. You know, that's putting stress on centers, too. Mason, I like where he's at, you know, playing guard, which is some of the technique things we're changing with him, and then Troy as well. So I've been pleased with those three.
Arthur Smith talking about the rookie offensive lineman. I think Mason McCormick is going to be the Steelers' starting right guard next year.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Zach Frazier is going to be the starting center day one, which we've all kind of assumed, but it didn't start that way at camp. But to me, that's a massive compliment from the offensive coordinator that you don't even notice him. When I think about positions on the field, I think of holder and I think of center as two positions I never want to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the truly elite ones are like Marquise Pouncey when he's 12 yards down the field blocking for Le'Veon Bell. But as a rookie, early in the process, for the offensive coordinator to say, I don't even notice him out there, I think that's actually a good thing because he's not making mistakes and he's not winding up in the belly of the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and there's a lot put on his plate. I don't think people realize. I mean, maybe they realize now by how many times we've talked about center in the last 2 years or the last year that we've been doing this show, but his gradual improvement, it has to be documented because, you know, it's one thing to go out there and just play offensive line and block people in front of you. But it's another thing to have to play center to get everybody aligned, get everybody on the same page, to ID mics, to make sure the quarterback's comfortable. I don't know where Zach Frazier is at in that process.
Sure.
But you will, even though he's not being noticed now, and that is a good thing that you said, because he's not making mistakes, he will be noticed at one point because he will be able to take over and you'll be able to feel that he can take over and run an offense with an offensive mind mentality,
yeah,
and get guys in the right spot.
Yeah. This is a very good starting place.
Start, yes.
This should be the floor. He's going to go out there. He's going to execute what's asked. He's not going to make mistakes.
Right.
And if you build off that, that's wonderful. We've seen how the mistakes can compound into disaster. Mason Cole could not snap the football. Alabama may well have lost to Michigan last year in the championship game because their center could not snap the ball. And he's transferred to Ohio State, by the way, so good luck with that, Buckeye fans. That should be the easiest thing in the world, is snapping the ball back to the quarterback. But it hadn't been for the Steelers, and so even if you just get that, it is an improvement. But we've talked about this at quarterback, too. It's not good enough just to be better than. You've also got to be good. Russell Wilson can't just be better than Kenny. He's got to be good. Zach Frazier can't just be better than Mason Cole. You don't draft him for that reason. You draft him to be good. But reviews so far from the rookie offensive linemen are all good.
Mm-hmm.
All
good. And I heard Herberg's doing well too, and that's a good sign as well. I mean, if eventually, and we both agree that Zach Frazier will be day one, you still have Herbig who could play all the interior spots, and then if you keep James Daniel around and you have the other rookie and Faltanu beat him out, and you have a guy that could play both left and right tackle, and then Spencer Anderson could play all of them. So your depth at offensive line, you're creating that right now, even though it's not the finished product to start the season. You're going to have some serious depth if something does happen throughout the season.
And that's a big deal because yes. The offensive line in Kenny's rookie season was not good, but it was healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times in the NFL, healthy's just good. I had offensive line.
Right.
But you need to guard against that because it doesn't happen very often. And you need guys to step in. They probably run 8 deep on the offensive line now of guys that you trust to play if they need to play. And Dan Moore Jr., I don't want to be my starting left tackle. I don't want to be my starting right tackle. But a guy with 50-plus games of experience as your swing tackle,
mm-hmm.
that's a good place to be.
Mm-hmm.
How has Fields improved over the course of training camp? Arthur Smith talked about that.
Well, again, you know, when you're changing language on guys, especially a young player, he's got experience snaps in here. He's been in a couple systems now. And this is his third system offensively, you know, going from the first year in Chicago, last few years. And everybody's got different terminology and things you harp on and then things he wanted from a self-improvement. So we're all working through that. But I've seen him. He's really operating the offense well. A lot of things that we can play to his strengths, and that's exciting. And then sometimes we're asking him to be aggressive. You know, even in some of these 7-on-7, we have to try and practice. Nobody wants to see negative plays, but if we just sit there and check down for completion percentage right now in practice, we got to see what we can really do and what he can see in the pocket and all that stuff. And but again, him having more reps to me has accelerated that process, and he's done a good job so far.
Not enough gets made of that. Whenever you're switching systems, this will be his fourth year, and this is his third offensive system.
Yes,
for Justin Fields.
Yes, it's a lot, but at the same time, you can use that as a positive. Like, okay, like I know what works and I know it doesn't work, and I know how to handle certain situations. Like Justin Fields has been at the bottom. Like, there's only one way, and that's up. You know, for him, he's like, listen, I can't get any worse than what I've had to go through the first 3 years of my career. Hearing Arthur Smith say that we've played to his strengths and he plays to his strengths and, you know, they've complimented that. That does tell me that there will be Justin Fields throughout this season because they know that he has strengths. And if you have strengths, how can you hide that? And why would you keep those strengths dormant on the sidelines? If somebody has a strength that could be an added asset to your offense, why wouldn't you use that? So I would anticipate seeing a decent amount of Justin Fields in whatever way. Won't be as a starter if, you know, barring all injury, but they're going to use his strengths throughout games.
Think about a third and short, fourth and short, and you've got the QB read option now.
But and then you can throw it.
And you can throw it because it's not a wildcat quarterback.
Exactly.
He's just a quarterback. I've gone back and forth on that, but it's also important to learn as much as you can about Justin Fields and training camp, OTAs, mini camp, all that stuff, all well and good, preseason, all well and good. But if he plays 3, 4, 5 snaps a game, if Russell Wilson's healthy, just to see what that looks like, that's not a bad thing.
Mm-mm.
Now, as for like the scheme changes and the different offensive coordinators, we're seeing that Baker Mayfield's a pretty good NFL quarterback. But he had his ups and downs. Why? Because he comes in and it's Todd Haley and Freddie Kitchens and Alex Van Pelt.
What's his name from the Bengals? Hugh Jackson.
Hugh Jackson was the guy right at the start. And I mean, I think he went through 4 offensive coordinators in his time in Cleveland. Why isn't this guy good enough? Well, maybe because you're changing it up on him year in and year out. So I do think that's a big deal. And if he's got a mastery of what they're asking to do at this point, I think that is a very good sign.
Mm-hmm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.